am Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you would subscribe by clicking on that red subscribe button below. Go click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 80, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm going to continue in speaking on a parent's curse. Well, parents, I will have you know that placing a curse on your children for infinitesimal reasons actually clashes directly with the fundamental principles and expectations associated with being a good parent. Well, methods like de-escalation, discipline if necessary, and of course, a delineation of Epictetus' destiny to aspire to is a more effective way of reorienting the character of a child. Proverbs 14 and 1 says, "Every wise woman or man or parent buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Well, the truth is, parents who are inordinately fascinated with the prospect of placing curses on their children are, one, reckless with their mouth as well as their emotions. Number two, do not serve themselves properly. Number three, they are hardly acting in the collective interests of the entire family. Number four, they have a warped sense of what constitutes effective and productive discipline. Number five, they have possibly been twisted by anger and bitterness into malevolence. James 3 and 10 says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." Powerful. There you have it. Well, until next time, here's a friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.